Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. Thank you so much for joining me once again on this episode. And today I'm going to be discussing the power of choice. What does it mean to have a choice? Do we even have a choice in the affairs of what happens to us in our lives? Well, to a certain degree, we do. We see in Genesis chapter 1, when God was creating the heavens and the earth, he says, "Let us create man in our image and give them dominion over the affairs of the earth." I'm paraphrasing here. So basically, God created man and he gave them dominion to rule over the earth. What does it mean by God giving them dominion? Basically, what God was doing there is he was giving us something called a choice. He was giving us something called the willpower, right? He was giving us absolute authority to rule over the affairs of the earth. He gave us this willpower because God is so phenomenal. Like, I don't know if I would ever make a creation and give the creation full autonomy the way God did, but he gave us full autonomy. He gave us the willpower to choose. He gave us the ability to make choices, right? And that is why we see that when Adam was given the animals' names, whatever Adam called those animals, that was what they were. God honored Adam's choice of words, of names. Imagine that. Even when he created Eve and brought Eve to Adam, Adam was the one that said, "This is woman." We see before then, God never addressed Eve as woman. He only started to address Eve as woman the moment Adam opened his mouth and called her that. Now, what am I trying to establish here? I'm trying to get us to see that the power we have to choose is very, very important to the Lord, that he would never override our choices because he gave us the power, and the gifts and callings of the Lord are without repentance. He does not change his mind. So he has given us the power to choose. We see there in Genesis that anything, God did not say, "Oh, Adam, you didn't get this right. I want you to call it a different name." No, whatever Adam called the animals, that was what they were. God honored that. When Adam called her woman, God honored it. When Adam later said, "No, you are going to be called Eve, the mother of all living things," that was what her name was. God never changed her name. He honored the fact that of the choice. The only time we see God changing names in the Bible was the names that the people involved did not give to themselves. What do I mean by that? If we see in the story of Abraham, his name was Abram before. We all know that your names come from your parents. Our parents are the ones that name us. That is, if God decides you have something with him, you have a blessing with him, and your name is not reflective of that blessing, then he changes that name because you did not choose the name yourself. The moment you choose your name, that is it. The Lord will honor what you have chosen. He made changes to those names because Jacob was called Jacob by his parents. That was not the name he chose. And God decided, "I'm going to change your name now to Israel," because Jacob was submitted to the will of the Lord. If we see when God changes names in the Bible, he changes those names so that it falls in line with his glorious destiny that he has appointed for us. Now, I'm going to take today's reading from Deuteronomy chapter 11 at verse 26. And it says, "See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today. The curse if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God and turn from the way that I command you today by following other gods which you have not known. When the Lord your God has brought you into the land you are entering to possess, you are to proclaim on Mount Gerizim the blessings and on Mount Ebal the curses. As you know, these mountains are across the Jordan westward towards the setting sun near the great trees of Moreh in the territory of those Canaanites living in the Araba in the vicinity of Gilgal. You are to cross the Jordan to enter and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you. Right? When you have taken it over and you are living there, be sure that you obey the decrees and the laws that I'm setting before you today. Now I'm going to go over to Deuteronomy chapter 30 at verse number 15. It says, "See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that thou may live and multiply, and the Lord thy God will bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thy heart turns away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you will surely perish, and that you will not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go possess it." Then verse 19, "I call the heavens and the earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." Now, God is reminding us of the power that we have as choice. You see, the great thing about human beings is we have the power to choose, but we don't get to choose what the consequences are. We can be aware of the consequences, but we don't get to determine what the consequences will be. Okay? We don't get to choose that. We get to choose our actions. And God is reminding us here in Deuteronomy 30 that he has set before us life and good, death and evil. It's a choice. You have a choice to choose. And then he goes on. God is such a good God. He never hides anything from us. And we see that even from the very beginning when he told Adam not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he didn't hide why he shouldn't eat from it. He was explicit. He said, "Adam, the very day you eat from this tree, you will die." And it was true, right? But here God is telling us, he has set before us these choices, right? It is our choice to choose whether or not we want to follow that path or not. It is absolutely our choice to choose that. And then he sets it before us. This is what will happen if you choose life. This is what will happen if you choose the other option. But he's advising us to choose life. He's advising us to choose life. Now, what happens when we choose life? When we choose life and choose the way of the Lord, number one, our life becomes so easy when it's yielded. When I say easy, I'm not talking about having ease in everything. There will be challenges as we go along, but those challenges are not designed to kill you or take you out. Those challenges are designed to strengthen us and to strengthen our resolve as we go in pursuit of the abundant life that the Lord has given us. On the other hand, when we stray away from God, we choose the worldly things, or we say, "Oh, it doesn't matter," or "God does not exist," we are automatically choosing the consequences of death and evil. That's what it means. It's very plain and very simple. So I want you to consider, even in the smallest decisions that we make, this should hold supreme. When I make this decision, what are the consequences? You look at those consequences. Are they consequences that you are willing to face, right? Or is the price too heavy for me to pay? Those are the things that we think about as we make decisions, because it still holds strongly that the Lord respects our choices. That is it today for this episode. And it is my prayer that the Lord will strengthen us with the Holy Spirit, that we make good choices that bring life and good into our lives. Thank you so much for listening. And until the next episode, keep on shining. Okay, family, let's face it. We've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a path to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone drowning your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways, get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. That concludes today's episode. And if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOLABI. It's VICTOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well at VICTOLABI. We also have another podcast called the Icanemy Podcast that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the links to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.